Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Bill Eddy's 5 types of people who can ruin your life. Sophie, have you ever met someone who just made you question your own sanity?
Oh, definitely. And that's exactly what this book is about. Eddy is a therapist and lawyer, and he lays out the high-conflict personalities that can genuinely destroy you if you're not careful.
Right. And the scary part is, they're not always easy to spot. They can be charming, successful, even delightful.
That's the catch. We want to believe everyone means well. Eddy says that's exactly what makes us vulnerable.
So he gives us a tool to spot them early. It's the acronym WEB. What does that stand for?
Their words, emotions, and behavior. They use absolute language like you always and you never. Their emotions are extreme and out of proportion, and their behavior is often reckless or shocking.
Right, that's a good checklist. Now, there are 5 specific types. Let's start with the narcissist.
The narcissist is all about superiority. They need constant admiration. At first, they'll love bomb you, make you feel like the most important person in the world.
What does love bombing actually look like? I've heard the term, but what's the difference between that and genuine affection?
Genuine affection is patient and consistent. Love bombing is intense and fast. They mirror your interests, shower you with compliments, and push for commitment almost immediately.
And then once you're hooked, the mask slips. They become cold, dismissive, and can't tolerate any criticism. It's like they see you as just there to prop up their ego.
Exactly.
The relationship becomes one way, and you start to feel exhausted and confused about your own worth.
Honestly, that explains so many toxic workplaces I've seen. People like that can climb the ladder by stepping on everyone.
For sure. The narcissist is often the charismatic leader nobody questions. Then there's the borderline personality, whose core fear is abandonment.
Oh, this one's scary. They flip between idealizing you and devaluing you in the same afternoon, right?
Right.
One minute you're the best person ever, the next you're pure evil. They test you with threats of self-harm or impulsive behavior, and no amount of reassurance is enough.
That sounds like living on a roller coaster that never stops. You're constantly trying to prove your love.
Yeah, and you'll never win, because their own internal pain drives the chaos, not anything you do.
Okay, what about the most dangerous type? The antisocial personality.
That's the sociopath or psychopath. They have no conscience at all. They manipulate with charm and lies, and they get bored easily, so they create drama for stimulation.
They're predators. The only safe strategy is to cut off all contact. You can't reason with someone who sees you as an object.
Exactly.
And they're the hardest to spot because they can be so charming and convincing.
Now, the 4th type is the histrionic personality. They're the performers, right?
Yeah.
They need to be the center of attention and use their looks or emotions to keep it. They're dramatic and theatrical.
They're not necessarily evil, but they're exhausting. Everything is a performance, and you're just an audience. They'll create crises just for the drama. And what about the paranoid personality? What does that look like?
They live in constant suspicion and think everyone's out to get them. They're hypervigilant and interpret neutral events as threats.
Being with them is like being interrogated. You have to defend yourself against accusations that make no sense, and their jealousy is intense.
What's unsettling is that all these types can be highly functional. The narcissist could be a CEO, the antisocial a smooth-talking entrepreneur, the borderline a passionate artist.
Right. That's what makes it so tricky. They can gaslight you into doubting your own memory and sanity before you even realize what's happening.
Gaslighting is a huge piece. They deny what they said, call you oversensitive, and rewrite history so they're the victim and you're the villain.
So what's the communication strategy? Eddy says to use BIF. Brief, informative, friendly, and firm.
Exactly.
You keep your response short, share a neutral fact, stay friendly, and set a firm boundary. You don't engage in the emotional trap.
Like if they call you a liar, you just say, I understand you feel that way. I disagree. I need to go. That's incredibly hard to do in the moment.
But it's necessary, because any defense you offer just gives them more ammunition.
And ultimately, the most powerful move is to leave. Eddie is clear that you cannot fix these people. Their personality structure is deeply ingrained.
That's the part that stings. You feel like you should be able to save them or explain yourself better, but the pattern never changes.
Right. So the book is really a permission slip to stop blaming yourself and to trust your own discomfort. You're not obligated to stay in something that's destroying you.
And when you disengage, you're not being selfish. You're refusing to participate in their destructive cycle.
The takeaway I'm holding on to is that you can't change them, but you can change your relationship to them. You can choose to walk away.
And if you want to dig deeper into these ideas, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. In the end, it's about reclaiming your own life by choosing who you let in. The world is full of people capable of genuine connection. Your energy is best spent on them. We'll see you in the next one.